This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. In the studio with me now is Filoz Ngeleka. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, Filoz is involved in a great event that's coming up at Bishop's University. This is going to be happening Friday, the 30th of March, 2012, from 8:30 till 3 a.m. And it's an insanely cool show. The theme is Unite for a Better World and Peace for All. And this is a basketball-related event, which I thought was kind of cool. I was like, wait, world peace and basketball and a benefit concert. It's an amazing mixture of things, Filoz. Now, just to give people an outline of what's to come, it's a benefit concert for the victims of the numerous conflicts in RD Congo. So that would be the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there's going to be professional singers, dance groups of different nationalities. There's actually going to be many special guests like Louis-Pierre Daito and other stars from the television show Occupation Double that was extremely popular, and not only Occupation Double, but from 2012, no less. There's also Bill Kill, Outshine, and ACK that will be there, and Empire Isis, of course. Now, Filoz, tell me how you got involved in organizing this event.
Yeah, I got involved for organizing this event because two years before, when I see like the situation of my country Congo, where I was born, I just thinking about organizing that because I thinking we have to like do something for a better world and peace. So in this country, so that's why I'm like I'm gonna use like my ability and stature to organize this, like to bring people and to be like all together for make a difference, for try make a difference, try make something who can be good for the future. So it's starting like two years before at the Quebec City,
mm-hmm.
where I was playing basketball professional in this city. So when in the end of the season, I was like thinking about that, and we do like a basketball game, outdoor basketball game with a lot of people like from university in USA and Canada, and some professional basketball player, and we invite to the people like who they can sing, who they can dancing, and when they sing, we try like give a good message and fund money for sending that in one foundation in Africa, and like sending a message too, like for like stopping violence and stuff like that, like a lot of stuff like this. And that's why I thinking about organize that. You know, firstly, I was born in Congo, in RD Congo, and I quit the Congo when I was really, 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 really young. So later, when I was a man, I can't forget where I'm from. I can't forget some people, you know. I can't forget some people who they in trouble, and if nobody do nothing, they gonna might stay like this. So that's why I'm like, we gotta do something. Like, we gotta do something in you where we are, because it's not all the people who they know what happened in this part of our world. So that's why I thinking about like doing this events, like you united for a better world and peace for all.
Wow. It's, you know, I think we become caught up in things that have become known as first world problems, where we're like, you know, we're frustrated with things that have nothing to do with our safety, that have nothing to do with our basic needs, and yet we complain about them. And yet there are people in the world who are living in conditions and experiences and lives that are in danger or in situations where their livelihood is at stake, you know? So it's about not forgetting. Like, our world is small, really. You know, when I love it when they show a photo of space and you get to see the planet Earth and it looks like a tiny little dot, you know? And then you realize, wait a second, yes, I realize that we're all these millions of people that are on this planet, but it's so small and we need to reach out. It's really something that I think it's wonderful that it stayed with you. Like, if you would have imagined, now, can you remember what age you were when you would have left the Congo?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that I was really, 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 really young.
Like, would you have been around, like, under 10 years of age? Would you have been?
I was less than that. I was, when I quit, when my parents, they do that, like, they do something for me, like, quit the Congo. It was when I was 6 years and a half, so I just, my parents decided, like, they saw, like, in Congo, it was, like, a politics, like, they saw, like, the stuff don't going good, so they think about, like, to send me to the sister of my mother in Europe, in Belgium, so,
You left your parents when you were six and a half?
Six and a half, yeah.
To go live in Belgium, and where are your parents now?
Now my dad, he was my daddy was dead like when I was 10. And my mother, when my dad was dead, like a couple of years later, she come here in Canada.
Okay.
She come here in Canada and after that they tell me my mother, she was in Canada, so that's why I come.
So you left Europe to come to Canada to be closer to where your mother was at that point?
Exactly.
My goodness. Yeah. Wow. So it's something that's bringing you around the world. And how interesting that as a man now, now how old are you?
Presently? I'm 25.
Now you're 25 years old. You have this great relationship with basketball, and something that you that's a sport that clearly you love and are passionate about. And but that your mom is your mom still here in Canada now?
Yeah. My mom, she was in Montreal, exactly. She was in Montreal. So yeah. My mom, she live in Canada, yeah.
Wow, and yet there's this part of you. How big an impact that must be for you to have those years spent in Congo as a child, have such an impact that now as a man with like to use the connections and contacts that you have to bring together people for an event that will benefit the place where you spent the first years of your life. That's really remarkable. What organization do the funds go through to, or where could people find out more information about how this event works?
The foundation, the name is RFRDC. It's in French, it's Regroupement des Femmes pour le Développement Communautaire.
So it's a community development group?
Yeah, exactly. And this foundation, so it's helping like the girl who they have violence, and they have they're helping like the old man, it's helping like the kids for a future. And this foundation is the one foundation who I met like personally, like when I was in Congo. Because the 1 year now, I got 1 year now, I was in Congo with her and we do some stuff.
A year ago that you were in, you returned to Congo?
Yeah, exactly.
What was it? Was it the first time that you had been back there since was it like? What was it like to return?
It was like a big change because I do like close to 18 years. I don't go. I don't go. So I don't back. So it was like a big changement for like what I see, and it was like very emotional. And,
oh, it must have been.
And it was, I don't have a word for that. It was like a big time, a good time to see, you know, where I'm from, because I quit like very young.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very important for me to be with the people who they work in the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I go and show him, like for working better with him, and like for know exactly what I have to do for helping him. And yeah.
So incredible.
I was in Congo, yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm just going to remind everyone, this is Filoz Ngelika, who's helping to organize an event that is taking place. It's Unite for a Better World and Peace for All. This is a benefit concert for the victims of the numerous conflicts in RD Congo. Many professional singers will be performing, dance groups, Empire Isis, Louis-Pierre Daito, Bill Kill, Outshine, ACK. This is just amazing. It's Friday, March 30th from 8:30 p.m. to 3 a.m. For pre-sale, the tickets are only $5. At the door, it'll be $10. If you want more information, please call 819-580-6768 or toll free 1-888-841-6768. 313. So again, 819-580-6768 or toll free 1-888-841-6313. And there'll be an after party happening at the living room as well too. So Bishop's University and the Gate have been the really generous sponsors. And is that where, I believe that's where it's taking place though, right? Where is it going to be, the whole event going to be happening?
It's going to be at the Gate.
At the Gate at Bishop's, yes. University, which is right in the heart of the university campus. And so the thing is, guys, is say you're not able to make it, contact the numbers that we repeated, and I'll be posting all of those online on the DHTV's Les Curieux Facebook group and the CGMQ group as well. Just contact to find a way to make a donation. And really, you know, with tickets at $5 or at the pre-sale or $10 at the door, it's going to such an important and, a cause that is, I think, far bigger than any of us who've lived without ever having to worry about our safety, our well-being, where our food was coming from, our shelter, our families, in the way that that people in the Congo have. Wow, Filoz, I think this is an amazing thing that you have reached out and decided to make a difference. You're making a difference from across the world for the place that you are from, and that's just so commendable. So congratulations.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Just invite everybody to come, and because this event like is for the future of a lot of people. A lot of people, they die in Congo because of the war, the Black Diamond.
Yes.
The Black Diamond, and the stuff like the coltan, the mineral coltan is the stuff like what everybody use that, like for the high fun, for the Mac, the plane.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital, medical stuff. So, and I know everybody, every country, they need that, but we gotta do all in the right way. Like all business have to be like in the right way, with no violence and the security of all the people. That's why we do this event. Like it's very for the peace. It's very for stopping the big company who they exploited people, and they try take this riches natural for free, and give some gun of all the people for do the war.
Mm-hmm.
Like we try like give the message like for all but everybody, all people, like to come support and to do something for make a difference, a good future. And I know we have a lot of place in the world who the stuff don't going good, like, so that's why it's like united for a better world and peace for all, for a good future for everybody.
Wow. Oh, Philos, thank you so much for coming into studio here at CJMQ, and we'll definitely be promoting the event and encourage everybody to attend. And if you're not able to attend, then find a way to contribute. We'll post all the information for how you can do so again online. Thank you.
You're welcome.